Well, good morning, church. I hope you're having a good day already as you are thinking about worshiping God for the day. Don't know if you're listening to this on Saturday or Sunday or what, but what a weird time we are in. In my whole life, I can't remember a time like this. And here we are. Do we go out? Do we stay in? We know that people desperately need God at a time like this. They're very, very aware of that reality, and yet at the same time, here we are. We have to close the church because we don't want to put anyone in any danger. So it's an interesting time, And in hard times, I don't know about you, I always find life better when I know what my foundation is. This is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 7, he says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. The power for life is from God. It isn't our doing." And then he says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." We go through a lot of things in life. This virus is one of those, and because we love our community, we want to do our best. We want you to know, if you're part of this community or wherever you're from, that we are praying for you, that we are concerned about you. We pray that you are safe. We pray that you are not living in anxiety, because we can trust God, because though we are hard-pressed, we are not crushed. I love those words. Because Paul says later in 2 Corinthians, again, chapter 4, in verse 16, though outwardly we are wasting away, maybe that's a fairly good image for what's going on throughout the world, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So, Paul says, we fix our eyes. We look in a direction. We fix our eyes, not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We fix our eyes. Beneath all of us, we need a foundation. We need some place to stand. When the wind is blowing, when the waves are splashing, when everything seems to be going crazy around us, we need some place to stand. And we know that place to stand is Jesus. And we fix our eyes on him. He's the one who is unseen. We can't see him with our eyes, but we can know him in our heart. And as we do, he's the hope that we have. He's the help that we have. I often feel like life is sort of a roller coaster ride. And I tell you, every time I go down one of those steep hills on a roller coaster, I say, "Okay, God, I'm in your hands. Help me on this ride. Help me on this ride." And that's what life feels like, a ride. A few weeks ago, I was in a traffic accident, and I was totally out of control, heading for the back end of a semi. And I said, "Okay, God, I don't know what's going on. I can't get out of this." And maybe that's where you're at as we deal with this this virus that seems to be a plague to this earth. Though we have a pandemic of a health virus, Maybe the greatest pandemic we face on this earth today is our own anxiety, our own stressing out. And we don't have to be there. "Okay, God, I'm going to ride this coaster with you. Okay, God, I trust you. I can count on you." It's interesting, in times like this, we who call ourselves Christians have a tremendous opportunity to be calm and loving and sacrificial and helping our neighbors, even if it's a neighbor that maybe gets under our skin a little bit, even if it's somebody that we have had difficulty with, we can still be a light. Jesus said, let your light shine. What a great time to let our light shine when there's darkness around us. Let your light shine. And it can shine as our eyes are fixed, not on what is seen, but what is unseen. We are to reflect the Son of God in our life. We're to reflect His image in everything we do and show His love. I want you to know, as pastor of this church, this is the strangest season probably I have ever experienced. The strangest season that I know. And maybe you would say the same thing. And maybe it seems silly that we canceled church to you. And yet we look at some of our folks who we love so very deeply, who are so vulnerable, and we want to be part of the solution. That's part of hope, being a light to this community and to this world. We are not in control. We know we are not in control, but we know the one who is the rock upon which we stand, and we fix our eyes on Him. I'm not going to talk all day. I just want to take a minute and pray for you. And maybe as I'm praying, you could be talking to God too, wherever you're at. Holy God, when all else fails, you still are God. When the foundations are shaking, when everything is turning on its head, when times feel so out of control, you are God. You love us. You care for us. Father, help us to lean into you. To lean. And help us to grasp the time, a dangerous time, and yet a time with opportunity. Help us to know, oh God, this may be the greatest opportunity we have in our life to be your light. And help us to do just that. Father, there are folks even listening to this who maybe are not aware just how much you love them, and I just ask that you would help them to turn to you, to draw their strength from you, to find their life in you. As they simply say, dear Jesus, I want you to be in charge. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my forgiver. I want you to be in charge because I don't know how to do it. Father, may you give us peace that is way beyond our understanding. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.